Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of today's tech world. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today's episode is a real digital doozy. We're talking about the whirlwind 3 weeks when Chinese labs almost flipped the AI coding scene on its head. It's the saga of the Chinese open-weight coding LLMs, 2026 three-week sweep.
Absolutely, Jamie. Between April 7th and April 24th, 2026, we saw a sprint in AI advancements from three major Chinese labs. They launched models that not only competed with, but in some cases, outperformed their Western counterparts. And they did it at a fraction of the cost.
That sounds like a bargain sale on supercomputers. But Alex, before we get too deep, can you break down what an LLM is for us and our listeners?
Sure thing. LLM stands for Large Language Model. These are the brains behind AI that can write code, answer questions, or even compose poetry. They learn from vast amounts of data to predict what comes next in a sentence, or in our case, a string of code.
Got it, the smart and the nerdy. So who were the major players in this coding clash?
First up, on April 7th, was ZAI with their GLM 5.1 model. It scored a 58.4 on StatWeb Bench Pro, making it the first open-weight model to top this major coding benchmark.
Beating out the previous champ, GPT 5.4, right?
Exactly, Jamie. Then just 9 days later, Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.7 took back the lead with a score of 64.3. But the excitement didn't stop there. Moonshot AI's Kimi K2.6 and DeepSeek's V4 also threw their circuits into the ring.
Sounds like a coding royal rumble. Now, Alex, these scores and benchmarks are great and all, but what do they mean for someone in the tech industry? Why should they care about these models?
Great question. These benchmarks, like SWIWI Bench Pro and SWIWI Bench Verified, test an AI's ability to handle real-world coding tasks, like debugging or adding new features to software. Higher scores mean the AI can handle complex coding tasks more efficiently, which can save companies time and money.
Ah, saving time and money, the forever favorite combo meal in tech. But let's talk costs. How much cheaper were these Chinese models?
Significantly cheaper. For example, Kimi K2.6 listed their API services at about 1/7 the cost of their Western competitors, like Claude Opus 4.7. This price difference can drastically change how and where AI technologies are deployed, especially for startups and mid-sized businesses.
Cheaper and efficient? That's like finding a rare Pokemon card at a garage sale. Now, were these models all built the same way?
Not at all. Each lab had its own approach. GLM 5.1 from ZAI, for example, was designed for long horizon tasks. Think of it as setting the AI on a problem and letting it figure out the solution over several hours without needing to check back in.
Autonomous and independent, kind of like my teenage son.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Moonshot's Kimi K2.6 could coordinate up to 300 subagents in a single run, ideal for breaking down large tasks into smaller, manageable pieces.
And what about DeepSeek?
DeepSeek V4 was all about efficiency. Its architecture minimized the computational firepower needed, reducing costs even further.
Efficiency, lower costs, and high performance. It's like the holy trinity of tech. As we wrap up, Alex, what's the big takeaway from this three-week tech tornado?
The key takeaway is that the gap between open-weight and closed-source coding models is closing. For many coding tasks, these open-weight models are not just viable, but are becoming the preferred choice due to their cost-effectiveness and robust performance.
So the coding world better stay tuned. Thanks for that electrifying rundown, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Make sure to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world.
And don't forget to leave a review if you loved today's episode. Catch you all on the digital flip side.